Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's I-M-P-R-E-S-S beauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Happy Tuesday, Glamgelinos. It is Sarah. And I am popping in here real quick to talk about today's Los Angeles Rewind. We are going to play back one of our favorite episodes. It's actually the second episode Kirby and I recorded, which is crazy to think. It is the correct way to apply your skincare. It was maybe the most asked question for an episode topic when we first started the podcast. And funny enough, it's actually a question we still get asked to this day all the time. And for that reason, we thought it would be great to replay it for you guys. And, you know, whether or not you have already listened to this episode or if you're new to Los Angeles and you have not had a chance to listen to this one, it's great. Keep in mind, this is, again, the second episode Kirby and I ever recorded. So, you know, we're noobs. We talked a lot over each other. and we were still recording the episodes together. Things have changed a little bit, but the content is still great and a must listen. We also want to mention that in this episode that we recorded all the way back in 2019, we talked about the order in which you should apply chemical sunscreen. So there are still a lot of reputable publications and dermatologists who would suggest applying chemical sunscreen before your moisturizer. However, since recording this episode, we have also been told that you can apply chemical sunscreen after your moisturizer as well, sort of as your last step in your skincare. So that is an update on that. If you want to hear more about sunscreen, we just recorded an amazing episode partnering with Ulta about sunscreen. So definitely give that a listen if you haven't already. But yeah, let's just all sit back, relax, take a trip back to 2019 and check in on how we are doing in applying our skincare. This is episode 2. We are currently recording this from my living room.
Yes, we are.
So if you hear any weird noises, such as paws walking behind Kirby's microphone, it's Oliver.
It's our pooch deucer. Yep. His name is Ollie. He's very, very special to us. Yeah. So yeah.
If you have any questions about his coat, he uses Whey dog shampoo. Smells delightful.
He's extremely extra, like the both of us. Mm-hmm. But guys, we just wanted to thank you so much for the past week of positive comments and DMs and texts and reviews. We are so humbled by how nice everybody is.
Yeah, like we really thought it was going to be my mom, your mom, Patrick because he has to edit the podcast, and Matt because he has to help with audio engineering.
Yeah.
Those are the only people who are going to listen to the podcast.
But we have checked out the analytics as one does. I'm kind of shocked at how many people are listening and downloading.
Same.
So, hey. And
thank you guys so much.
ZipRecruiter will be on us before we know it.
This is not sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
This is not sponsored by ZipRecruiter, but everyone
one day.
Everybody at the top has a ZipRecruiter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Blue Apron.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump into the topic of this episode, which is a skincare order, the order in which you should be applying your products, which was the most asked question on our Instagram.
Yes. There just seems to be general confusion, no matter how long you've been in this industry.
No matter how long you've been applying skincare.
I do not blame anyone for not knowing this because it is hard. I remember when I first learned about skincare in Allure magazine, it was cleanse, tone, and moisturize. Yeah. And then if it's during the day, you put on an SPF 30. That is all I knew.
Yeah.
That and don't put dark black eyeliner underneath your eye if you don't want to create wrinkles,
right.
Which is truly hilarious that I cared about that in third grade, but whatever. Listen, start them early. So we did some research, and like I mentioned at the beginning of the pod, there are very few legitimate websites that kind of outline this.
Yeah.
And some of them are more in depth than others.
Yeah.
The orders are different no matter what you read.
Right. I also think it, like, obviously in our experience as beauty editors talking to different dermatologists and makeup artists, like, everyone has a pretty similar order, but it varies.
Totally.
It's kind of personal, and it also depends on the different products that you're using that day.
Exactly. So this is our order, taking into consideration interviews we've done, and then just common sense.
Right.
Trying to figure that out.
So this is a basic guideline. Obviously, you do you, but this is like the guideline that you should be following.
Yes. And there are reasons why order is important too.
Yes.
It's not just we're giving you a rule that you have to stick by. That will actually benefit you in the long run if you do it this way. It'll make your products more effective.
Yes. Helps your products penetrate your skin in the way that it needs to if you follow the order. And let your products absorb.
Please, God, just let it marinate for a second.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're just so quick to get through it. This should be a ritual that you take me time for.
Mm-hmm.
So
to be longer than like 5 minutes if you're using like a few products.
Exactly. But
it
just
feels so good to massage it in your face.
Yeah. And just use your fingers to just very slowly
hit it with the tri-light.
Oh, get that tri-light in there, girl.
Throw in a New Face, which I think is also on sale at Nordstrom.
Oh,
by the way.
The New Face Fix, though, is a game changer. The travel
one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I had to do it around my eyes. It looks amazing. There's a rule of thumb. Okay. So first of all, always apply the thinnest consistency to the thickest.
Yes.
So please don't go in with your heavy ass moisturizer
and then like pat in a serum on top.
Yeah.
No,
honey.
Because you're wasting your time and also your money.
Totally. This is the whole point. We want to save you money.
Yeah.
That's the whole, I mean.
And also you're not going to see what the product should actually be doing if you're applying it in the wrong order.
Amen. So in general, you want to think of thin to thick.
Yes.
And you want to then also use products with ingredients that are the most important to penetrate into the skin.
Yes.
So
those are your serums, your treatment products.
Like things with antioxidants.
Yes.
Or alpha hydroxy or beta hydroxy acids.
Yes.
Like for instance, if you have a spot or a blemish on your face and you're going to use a spot treatment, it's probably not going to help you to put the spot treatment over your moisturizer.
Yes.
It's kind of like a block.
Okay, wait. So let's back up. First step, you should always clean your skin because you cannot apply skincare products to a dirty face.
What does cleansing mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
what's your order?
Like, oh.
Like, what? Well, mean, not your order.
Yeah.
But
what do I use? Like, what is my method?
Cleanse.
I double cleanse. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I use... We're on the same page. Okay. I double cleanse. Even if I'm not wearing a ton of makeup that day, I just love the feeling and knowing that I have a very clean foundation for the rest of my skincare products to penetrate. So I use a foamy cleanser, but then... also like a enzyme powder cleanser, powder right. to foam cleanser. Yeah.
I use a, like a balm.
Okay.
I really like
Naturopathica.
Yeah, Naturopathica.
Ooh, that's a really good one. The new one.
The new honey one.
Yes.
Is, smells delightful and it doesn't strip my skin at all. So I actually massage that into my skin first.
Yes.
And then rinse. It turns into a milk
yes.
when you rinse it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps just to remove all of my makeup, which is super helpful, especially yes. if I have on-camera makeup on. Mm-hmm. And it's really great for eye makeup.
I also have to shout out Then I Met You, which is Charlotte Cho's mm-hmm. brand. Charlotte Cho, the founder of Soko Glam, she has an incredible balm cleanser as well, which I use if I'm wearing a ton of makeup.
Balms are great.
Yeah.
I like Naturopathica. I like Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
There's a variety of balms.
La Elemis. Prairie just made a really luxe one if you are feeling yeah. rich AF.
And bougie. So then after I rinse the balm, then I use the Fresh Soy Face Cleanser just to get any residual. Or sometimes I'll use a micellar water just
yeah.
on a like a muslin cloth
yeah.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
just to get all the little excess.
What's left over.
Yeah, like around mm-hmm. my hairline and creases in my nose and stuff
yeah.
like that.
So right now I use the Tatcha Rice Powder Cleanser, which should be like, according to like Yoli Glow, should be like enough. But I like to use that as my first step. And then I followed up with a more foaming cleanser like the one from La Mer, which
yeah.
I love.
And I think there are plenty of foaming cleansers that don't strip your skin.
Yes.
You just have to be aware of which ones those are. If your face feels tight after you cleanse your skin, it probably has a ton of sulfates in it.
I know that we grew up with like the notion that like our face should be feel squeaky
clean,
but it yeah. should not feel squeaky clean.
No.
It should feel clean. And there shouldn't be anything left over, but it does not have to feel tight to be clean.
I agree.
That's really important.
So cleanse away, people.
Cleanse away.
Okay. Step two is, what do you think it is, guys? It's toner and essence. Now,
what do you like to use, Kirby?
Okay. I use both, but both are different. So let's go through that because I think that's also a huge question. When you mentioned the Tatcha essence on mm-hmm. the last
yeah.
podcast, people were like, but do I need an essence?
Okay.
And how is it different from a toner?
Yes.
So what would you tell them?
I would say that it's different. But also there are some, it all depends, like, right? Like some brands call their essences toners and then vice versa. But the difference is that the essence can help the products that you use after better penetrate your skin.
So an essence is a delivery system,
yes.
so to speak. It can be hydrating, but it can also help deliver that serum deeper into the skin.
It's like setting your skin up for success.
Exactly. And then toners really are meant to balance your skin's pH.
Yes.
Now, toner, when I was younger,
meant
was basically
like
an astringent.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like witch hazel, sea breeze witch
yes.
hazel. I personally used this blue bottle Neutrogena pore toning cleanser.
Yeah.
Back when I thought pores opened and closed.
Right.
My little tiny dumb
I mean,
self.
Same.
I mean, whatever.
But toners are not the toners of our 90s are not the same today.
No, exactly. They have evolved and they're really meant to balance the pH of your skin. So if your skin is extremely oily or if it's extremely dry, a toner can be a really great addition to your routine, and you can use this in conjunction with an essence, but the order would be cleanse, tone, essence.
Yes.
If you don't use a toner, cleanse, essence.
Yes.
If you don't use an essence, cleanse,
yeah.
toner.
Yeah. Like personally, I don't use a toner because I feel like, I mean, and this is totally personal, but I feel like the cleansers that I use, my skin feels balanced after, yep. you know, like my pH is balanced, but you always use an essence.
Yes, same. Yeah. I haven't used a toner in a hot minute,
yeah.
but I do consistently use an essence. It's yeah. very important to me
yeah.
because if I'm going to spend money on a nice serum, mm-hmm. I want it to work as effectively as it can. So that leads us to treatments.
Treatments.
Step three is applying a treatment. Now, this can be a lot of different things, so listen up. This could be a spot treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a breakout, it could be a retinol or retinoid. Mm-hmm. It could be vitamin C, alpha hydroxy or beta hydroxy acids, or niacinamide. Any of these things is considered a treatment. So it's anything that is helping your skin to evolve in some way.
And also the stuff that is packed with nutrients. Potent. You want to obviously let your essence absorb into your skin, massage it in. Think about the fact that now your skin, after applying the essence, is ready for the gifts in which you are about to deliver. If you're thinking about it from like a money perspective, your treatment products and your serums, which are going to follow, are like your most expensive products.
Totally.
So put that shit on.
Now, I do want to say one thing, and I think people are going to get confused by this, but I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can. Spot treatments. Spot treatments can be the white stuff that you rub in. It could also be like Mario Badescu drying lotion, where you stick a Q-tip into the product and then dip it, and then it creates all those little pink dots on your face. The white treatment, like Clearasil or whatever it is, you know, I know Kiehl's makes a really good spot treatment as well. That's the treatment we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Obviously, save anything that you have to dot and will leave a mark on your face
yeah.
until your very, very, very last step.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there. That's kind of the exception to the rule here. And I think Sarah, when we yes. were talking about this beforehand,
yes.
she had a really great point that I think everybody should
yeah.
take to heart.
I just like wanted to add, so we're talking about all of these different steps and then applying the treatment and then after that applying your serum. You don't have to apply a treatment and a serum every day. Address your skincare concerns day to day. Obviously, like if you are using a product and wanting to see the results, you know, 30 days, we said, but you don't have breakouts every single day. So don't feel the need to use a spot treatment every single night and then follow it by like a serum. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you also don't want to mix too many different products, especially if you're not fully educated in the different ingredients in your products. You don't know how they mix because it's also really difficult for your skin to absorb all these different products. It's already hard for your skin, for all these different products to penetrate your skin. So you really just want to focus on your skincare concerns that night, that week, and then focus on those specific products.
If you are going to use a retinol one night, maybe don't go ham with your alpha hydroxy yes. or beta hydroxy.
Yeah, acid. And then also don't use an exfoliating or detoxifying mask.
Because your skin will hate you. That's when you'll get a purge.
And when, Kirby, would you use a mask?
Oh, damn.
I feel like I would personally use it in this step, after I cleanse.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So cleanse, tone.
Cleanse, tone. Essence, because it helps the mask.
I've never work. Done that. Okay.
Yes. Oh, Yoli Glow taught me this.
Okay.
She said, even if you are not using like a Tatcha mask, she's like, always put the essence underneath because it helps your mask work better.
See, I always thought of it probably like everybody else where I don't want to waste my essence
yeah.
on products that aren't going to stay on my skin for very long.
Right, right.
It would make sense to do this.
Yes.
I think in the essence of saving your product, don't go ham.
Right,
with
don't
it.
Go ham. Just do a little pat.
Do a little pat.
Yeah.
But that totally makes sense to me. And
yeah.
I like that. And I'm going to try that actually. So
yeah.
thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yoli Glow.
So yeah, so treatment would be where you would use your mask.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Love that. And then after that, Sarah already kind of touched on this, but this is when you would use your serum or a mist mm-hmm. of some sort. Serums are just, they're thicker than an essence.
Yes,
so that's
like
why they go
really
after an essence.
Really nutrient dense.
100%. So if you have something with a ton of antioxidants in it, this is the step in particular. Anything with vitamin C for a glow, this is, or hydrating, hyaluronic acid,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
you would add your serum. It's kind of easy peasy.
Yeah.
Any serums you've been using that you like?
And also like thinking back to lightest to thickest. So your serum is usually thicker than a toner or an essence, but it's not going to be as thick as your moisturizer. Capiche?
Capiche.
All right. I'm using the Allied of Skin's vitamin C serum right now. Okay. I'm just using, like, I usually, my go-to serums are vitamin C and hyaluronic acid.
Got it.
Those are, like, my jams.
I use a lot of SkinCeuticals.
Yes.
CE Ferulic. It is the best.
Did we shout that out as, like, one of our skincare?
No, but it should be.
It should be. But, like, everyone says it, so everyone knows.
Everyone knows. I also really like ProHeal from IS Clinical.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Joanna Vargas has a great clarifying serum that I'm obsessed with.
Is that, like, the Supernova?
No, but it's just called the clarifying serum.
Oh, okay.
It smells so, I don't even know. It's, like, a sweet smell, but not.
Yes.
It's fresh.
Interesting.
It is one of the most satisfying scents to have in skincare.
Also, one of our favorite serums is the one from Peach and Lily.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sign me right up.
The
Glass Skin
Serum.
Refining Serum.
Oh, my gosh. Which was sold out for so long.
I bought this. The first time I ever got a bottle in my hands, I was harassing Sarah, being like, stop throwing it in my face that you have this. Because she'd be like, I'm just putting on my Peach and Lily Refining Glass Skin Serum. I'm like, biatch, I don't have this yet. So I bought it off of Ulta. I got an alert in my email.
Amazing that you were able to get it.
Because I had an alert.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
I bought it and I was so psyched. And
thanks, Alicia Yoon.
Yeah, Alicia Yoon then hooked me up.
Yeah.
So thanks, boo.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Right.
It is,
it's
I'm
an
not
incredible serum.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it really feels like it's so satisfying to put on.
And it doesn't burn, tingle,
nope,
none of that.
Mm-mm.
It refines
my
your
skin
so
feels
nicely.
So hydrated immediately after.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. That should have been on one of our videos, too.
Yeah.
We'll have to do, like, part two, three, four, five. Just it keeps going.
Yeah.
The never-ending list. Next, guys, which I was doing this wrong for so long, it's eye cream.
Yeah. You know why? It's because we both don't use a lot of eye cream.
Because I think eye cream is a scam.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
also, I've learned it's a necessary evil. So,
right.
Renee Rouleau, who I brought up on the last podcast, when I talked to her about this, she was like, okay, it's not a scam. She's like, you do need something for that more fragile under eye area.
I also feel like it's like because we are still relatively young.
Totally.
We don't see a lot of, you know, the eye wrinkles yet. So it's like, you know, we have to do a lot of preparation for what's to come.
And that's the thing about eye creams. You can't expect
to see results.
That's the thing. It's all preventative.
Right.
I think if you get an eye cream and expect it to completely eliminate your under eye wrinkles.
Yeah.
You're
looking for something else.
Yeah. You need to go to a cosmetic dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eye serums are great preventative-wise,
mm-hmm.
and they just help to really kind of, you know, Glossier came out with their eye cream called Bubble Wrap, and
right.
I loved the name because that's kind of what you're doing
right.
with an eye cream in general. You're just
protecting
it.
Yeah.
Protecting. And under eye serums are actually really popular right now.
Yes.
And Renee makes one
that
gently exfoliates that area,
okay.
which will help with fine lines. So if you do have fine lines, look for an under eye serum that just very, very gently exfoliates.
And I also want to add that if you are using an eye cream during the day, it's a good idea to find one that has sunscreen in it
because mm-hmm.
they do make those.
And also I learned if your makeup is moving, if you like your mascara transfers and you're putting eye cream on your top and bottom lid during the day, it could be a result of wearing that eye cream, like why the transfer happens.
Interesting.
Because eye creams obviously are super
emollient.
Emollient.
That makes sense.
Can cause the transfer to happen. So just FYI on that. But your eye cream, and this is actually one of the steps, this is step number five, that was very different based on what we were reading. Because some people were like, well, actually, you should apply the eye cream before you apply your treatment so it protects that area.
Yes.
And then some people were like, well, just throw it on at the end.
Right. I was under the impression that you just put it on the end.
Same.
Because I feel like I've gotten facials where they apply eye cream at the end.
Because it's like they do the lip and then the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, it should be... Which
makes sense. Because you are sealing it all in.
Yep.
You know?
You're sealing it all in. So you have that eye cream. And then step number six is moisturizer. And so you'll seal that eye cream. You'll seal your treatment and serum and essence and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that we got about moisturizer is, what is the difference between a cream and a lotion, which I thought was super interesting. So creams are heavier.
Yes.
They're more oil-based. Mm-hmm. Creme de la mer
that is
more of like an oil-based.
Uh-huh. That is a creme.
That is a creme.
Yes.
That is a creme. And then we have lotion, which is lightweight, something you can wear during the day. That's why you see a lot of cremes and creams. We're saying creme, but it's cream, whatever.
That's Franck.
Well, Franck. You know Franck from Father of the Bride?
Yes.
Oh, say. I just like can't understand. I absolutely love Martin Short and that movie. He's the best.
Yes, so.
Creams can be worn at night because they are heavier. If you tend to get, you get dehydrated between the hours of 10 and 2 a.m.
Yes.
Every night, your body just lacks that moisture that it needs. So that's why you should drink a lot of water before you go to bed anyways. And if you know you're going to get dry, load up on the cream at night.
Yes.
And then wear a lightweight lotion during the day.
And your skin is working hard in the evening, so you want that heavy cream to hydrate your skin and seal it all in. This is also the step where you would maybe apply a sleeping mask after your moisturizer. Mm-hmm. Or in lieu of a moisturizer.
Yeah.
Depends on how dry your skin is and also what you're trying to achieve.
What do you think the main difference is between a sleeping mask and a traditional moisturizer is?
So a lot of the sleeping masks that I use are really, they're almost gel moisturizers. They're really bouncy, meant to really act as a layer that's on top of your moisturizer to really seal, I know we keep saying this, to really seal in all of the skincare products that you use.
Okay.
So it is a little difficult sometimes when you're using it because you have to sleep sort of like a geisha. Like you don't want it to rub onto your, pillow because it really is very wet. But I always, whenever I use a sleep mask, my skin is like glowing and super hydrated in the morning.
Okay.
So I like to use it, especially during the winter. Laneige makes one of my favorite ones. Also Skinesque, which is a Korean beauty brand. They just came out with one and they describe it as having a mochi-like texture.
Ooh.
Which is really accurate. Like it's very bouncy. It's wonderful. And I actually was using it on the plane as a barrier between me and the grossness that is airplane air, recycled air. Yeah. So I feel like it's just like a great protective barrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. One thing that I've been noticing is people are like, oh, well, I use so many serums, I've stopped using moisturizers. Friends, I'm here to tell you.
Nope,
that's
the
wrong.
Same thing.
That is wrong.
Ah.
There will be few things on this podcast that we say are wrong.
Yeah.
That is 100% not gonna help
gonna
you.
Cut it. No.
No.
There's no way that you're putting on, like going through all your steps and then your serum and then you're like, yeah, my skin feels done.
Well, some people apparently do, and that's...
But, like, no!
But
I get it. Okay, fine.
I mean, if you put on 18 serums, I get it.
Sure.
But the bottom
but also
line
don't
is
put 18
don't put
serums.
On 18 serums, and also really think about what the function of each product is. Your serum is meant to penetrate your skin deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that final moisturizer. I don't care if it's a lotion or a cream.
Yeah. Because it's also still hydrating your skin.
Exactly.
It's not just a seal. It's also doing work.
You need to have the moisturization component in a thicker form to really finish things off. I don't make the rules. This is just how it is. And I mentioned oil because you can definitely moisturize you can definitely moisturize. You can't hydrate with an oil, but you can moisturize with an oil.
Yes.
And
this is, I will say, a controversial step.
Oh my God. Here we go.
So Kathleen Hu, who is a beauty director at The Cut, She posted something on The Cut's Instagram about like skincare order, and the comments were on fire. People were heated, particularly about where oil falls in your skincare order. Because I will say, like I mentioned, I'm a big fan of Vintner's Daughter. I sometimes will use that before I put on a heavier moisturizer or cream.
I have done that before. The problem that I commonly have, and I think this is why they suggest doing an oil after, is that it won't pill.
Yes.
Because I get pill. I pill a lot, and I came to the realization it was because of the order I was applying certain skincare steps.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I will say is this. Technically, if we're going in order and based on what we are telling you guys right now.
Of thin to thick.
Yeah. Why
Wouldn't you put the oil before a heavy creme?
Yeah, a heavy creme. I'm gonna need my dog creme when I get a dog. Hi, creme. Delamere.
Delamere.
That's his whole name. Creme Delamere. That would be really Muldowney. Good. Patrick, so I'm cute. Sorry, but that's happening. However,
CTLM.
I named the dog creme. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you're not. You wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first.
I probably wouldn't. But what I'm trying to say is, you know.
Yeah.
In terms of thickness, I know some oils, though, are probably thicker than a lotion that you put on.
Yeah.
At the same time, let's say that the oil that you're using actually has some treatment benefits. If you put it on after your moisturizer, that's a barrier.
Yeah.
So you're getting none of those treatment benefits. So I don't know. I do think this is super controversial. I would love, I think one thing we should ask skincare professionals when they come on the show
is
question we ask them. Oil.
One, are you team oil? Two, when do you put your oil
totally.
On?
Totally.
Because I don't know. Do you use an oil every night?
I love using an oil. So I use this oil that has CoQ10 in it, coenzyme Q10, which is something that we just naturally lose in our bodies as we age. And I put it on over my moisturizer just to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We keep saying seal.
Yeah, seal.
I'm sorry, guys. Like, can we get
sealed.
Yeah, sign delivered. Sealed, delivered. I was going to say, can we get sealed, like perform kissed from a rose at some point? I mean, I feel
Let's
like it's.
Put it right here.
There. Side note, if you guys look up the lyrics to that song.
It makes no sense.
It will blow your mind because I had no clue what he was saying. I was like. The light kissed the rose from a grave. I don't know. I can't even remember
poetic.
What I thought, but you really should read the lyrics because they're hilarious. Back to oils, though.
So I don't use an oil every day, but that's because I don't think my skin needs it.
Me either. I don't use an oil every day, but I do when I want to use a retinol. I've been using retinol oils.
Yeah.
So our friend Allison McNamara, A-Droms. Allison owns her own company now, the Mara Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison was a coworker of mine when I was at Pop Sugar. I think we worked together about 4 years. She was the fashion host. And we sat next to each other for the better part of the time I was there. And she's just so funny and full of life. But she has her own skincare company, and it's doing amazingly well. It's this oil.
A clean. Beauty brand.
100%. It's sold at Credo. So if Credo is carrying your product, you know it's truly clean. They have such high standards. They have the highest standards out of everybody else that sells clean products. So Allison created a retinol oil.
So what's in this retinol oil? We've got the retinol, obviously.
Green tea.
Algae, which is like Allison's thing, Mara Beauty's thing, and then hemp-derived cannabis.
And here's the thing. When I used this product, when I wanted to try it out, the first time I used it, I kind of broke out, and I talked to Allison about it, and she was like, this should not happen.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it was in conjunction with something else going on, because then I've used it since.
Yeah.
And I really love how I do not flake or turn red when I use it.
Yeah.
So with a product like that, I would not put it over a moisturizer.
No, I feel like that would just be
a complete waste.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense because not all oils have as many active ingredients as Mara's does, right? So some truly do act as the last step to seal all of your products in, but this you want it to be closer to your skin.
I also love St. James CBD serum.
Mm-hmm.
It's an oil.
Yes.
So again, I'm like, well, when do I apply this if I really want the benefits of it?
Yeah. So I like to use that when my skin is angry. And so when my skin is angry, I usually will just do cleanse, essence, and then that.
Same. I'm like so bare bones when I'm really trying to use these nice products that have these active ingredients because I don't want anything blocking it.
Exactly.
From actually
also,
doing it.
Also, I don't want to irritate it further.
Same. The only oil I ever use on top of a moisturizer is the Lumity product I just mentioned with the CoQ enzyme, CoQ10 enzyme. But let us know. I'm going to post this on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you use an oil? And if so, what order?
Yes.
I'm dying to know what you guys think.
Also, I want to know if you guys use an oil during the day.
Oh my like God. Underneath Can I tell your you makeup? When I had baby skin, I used the Luna oil from Sunday Riley when I would go to work.
Yeah.
And I swear to G, people would look at me and be like, what is on your face?
You can't use it anymore?
Glowing. I think my face has changed since I've gotten older. And I follow this account called Cosmetic Derm or Cosmic Derm or something like that. And they had a photo of Rosie Huntington Whitley. How do you say her name?
I say Whitley, but it could be Whitley.
I say Whitley too, but I think somebody corrected me, and now I'm just nervous to say her
Let's
last
call
name.
Her Rosie.
Sorry, Rosie. We'll have you on the podcast, and then you'll teach me how to properly say it.
Please.
And then I won't feel shunned by people. But they had a side-by-side of her from 2005 to last year, and people were like, what do you think she had done to her face? And they were, and people were saying things like, visible jawline filler. And I'm like, hold the phone. First of all, nobody's injecting their jawline with filler.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have a giant jaw. Yeah. That is completely insane. Also, she was literally 17 years old in 2005.
Right. It's so rude. People are
she was
so
also
rude.
Pregnant recently.
She's also like one of the world's most beautiful women. And
first of all, that goes without saying. Yeah. We don't even need to say that. But right. I commented like, okay, first of all, you've got to be insane. Maybe she's gotten filler. Maybe she's gotten Botox.
She's just like she's a woman.
But she's
now.
Also a woman. Your face does change. Your face gains weight as you get older. You
the
carry weight
shape.
Differently.
Yeah.
I'm just really tired of people on Instagram claiming they know everything about aesthetics. One thing that people love to say on Instagram is that everyone's gotten a chin implant. I swear to God, some of you probably think I have a chin implant because my chin definitely looks different from when I was 17 years old.
Right.
Let me tell you a story. No one's getting chin implants. I know two people, and I'm going to go on a rant about this.
No one's saving their hard-earned money for a chin implant.
I know two people that have gotten a chin implant, and they look effing amazing. One of them is a friend, and one of them is Stassi Schroeder, and they look bomb, okay? So more power to you if you're going to get a chin implant. But I'm telling you, most people are not getting chin implants. They're getting filler.
Yeah.
They're getting Botox to slim their jawline.
Yep.
But they aren't getting the chin implants. And I'm happy to tell you if and when I find out that more people do. But it's just not a common thing. So can we just put it to rest?
But let us know if you got a chin implant.
You know what? Yeah. And I'm really being serious about this. I love aesthetics in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do to your face, do it.
Yep.
Because I want to know more.
Yeah.
Like today we went to a Dr. Lancer event and I wanted to be like, kind sir, what can I do about my under eye wrinkles?
Yeah.
Like, do I need a lower blepharoplasty?
Oh my gosh, you
should
have. Also, we've discussed this previously, but we would like Kim Kardashian to come on the pod, obviously, whenever she's available. However, she is known to be like a master of like aesthetics and someone who could be like, okay, this is what you should get done to your face.
Oh, did we talk about this the last pod?
I don't think we talked about this on the last
pod.
Did we?
No, we didn't.
But okay, we wanted to.
We went to an event with KKW Beauty and MDNA Skincare.
AKA Madonna.
Madonna's was there.
Yeah.
Madame Madonna. And they interviewed each other.
Yes.
And Kim straight up said that people will text her photos of themselves and
like,
say,
people she doesn't even know, people she's not friends with.
Yeah, not somebody super close.
Like famous people, though, not just regular people.
Yeah, like actual famous people being like, can you tell me what I need done to my face? And Kim's like, I would get Botox here. I can't even tell you how much money I would pay Kim to tell
she
me.
She should just have that as a side hustle because
she...
Yeah.
Kim, I will run the account.
Same.
That you have... where people send in photos, and then I will just show you, and all you have to do is just use your finger mark, and then I will send it back to
them. But then also come on our podcast to tell us what we need to.
Kim, tell us everything that you've done to yourself. Like, I want to know, because she looks good.
She looks amazing.
People love to hate on KKW. I got to respect the girl because
she's beautiful.
First of all, if I were her, I would never wear makeup.
I know. She looks incredible.
I mean,
she enjoys it.
The glam. Like,
we all love
really
the glam.
Did a thing for the glam. The glam movement, rather. But
I
think, like, if I could direct anybody, I would be like, Kim, start a skincare line. Like, I want to know about Kim's skin more than I care about Kylie's skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, Kylie's still, like, 20 or something.
I'm like, babe,
21.
You love your laser Genesis, and so does Kendall. Like, let's just get that all on the table.
Yeah.
But wow, we really went on a rampage there. So we're gonna rein it back in. Now, we talked about basically this is like mostly like a nighttime
routine.
We want to add one thing onto it in the event this is a daytime routine for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, do not wear retinols during the day.
Yeah.
Number 8 in your skincare routine would be mineral sunscreen. So this is like a physical block that has zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in it. It's actually physically blocking the sun from touching your skin.
Yes.
However, if you like chemical sunscreens, this step comes at a different point because the chemical sunscreen has to actually be able to be absorbed into the skin.
Yes.
Which means it has to come before your moisturizer.
Yes.
So know that. If you're doing this during the day, sunscreen comes before your moisturizer. And if you have a physical sunblock that you're wearing, it comes after your moisturizer.
Yes. And that's it. It's okay, so simple.
Guys, I feel like we just kind of went on tangents here and there.
Okay, let's recap. Okay, so you got your cleanser. You got your toner. You got your essence. You got your treatment. You got your serum. Then your eye cream, moisturizer, oil. And then if it's during the day, you got your sunscreen.
Yes.
We will throw this up on the Instagram.
So we'll put it on the gram. We'll put it in show notes.
To follow along if it's confusing. But yeah. Again, just remember, generally thinnest to thickest in consistency. And then also remember to let your products absorb between steps. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes in between. Great if you want to, again, like we mentioned, hit it with a device, massage it into your face, use a jade roller, whatever. But just let your skin absorb it as best and as long as possible before you go to your next step.
I think that we did our due diligence here. Yes. We tried.
Yeah, we tried.
And this is what I would personally abide by. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you trust us, then do it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Gloss Angeles. We are on every major podcast platform. Yay! Woo-hoo! So we're on Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe and review. We're also on Stitcher and on Spotify, guys.
Amazing.
Please go follow us on Spotify. We would really appreciate the support there. If you do subscribe, leave us a review. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but when you leave a review for a podcast, it helps catapult us into the podcast stratosphere so people start to notice us. And then we get more listeners and more people joining our little community. Thank you for listening to Gloss Angeles.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.